here's sort of a question from Bhakta Rajiv. I say it's sort of a question because it has a lengthy lead-in, but it doesn't quite formulate the question, although it's quite obvious what it is. I read your book entitled Shiksha Outside ISKCON. I was reading an article earlier that goes like this, quote, Srila Prabhupada suggested that after his departure, should any of his disciples have philosophical questions, they could approach his godbrother, Srila B.R. Sridhar Dev Goswami, whom he considered competent to guide his disciples in the capacity of a Shiksha instructing guru. A few years after Srila Prabhupada left us, the governing body of ISKCON passed the resolution forbidding ISKCON members from accepting a Shiksha guru that is not as a member of ISKCON. This resolution stands to this day. Then he says, I don't want to provoke anyone or cause any misunderstanding. If this question is of such nature, please forgive me and don't consider it. Well, consider it, but I take that the question says that since Srila Prabhupada suggested that we approach some of his godbrothers, the ones mentioned, why did the GBC pass this resolution? And why can't we do that? I'm not quite sure where the actual article is quoting this, but in principle, it's correct. I hope that this question is answered in detail in Shiksha Outside ISKCON. In fact, that was the whole thrust of that little booklet, to make clear why it is that the GBC has taken this stand, which continues to be relevant even to the present day. Of course, the general principle is that especially when one's own spiritual master has departed from this world, devotees for furthering their spiritual advancement are naturally inclined and should take shelter of more advanced Vaishnavas, and that way gain continued inspiration on their path back home, back to Godhead. Of course, there's another principle, and that principle was repeatedly enumerated by Srila Prabhupada, and that is that he wanted his followers to work together to maintain the unity of the Krishna consciousness movement and ensure that it also achieved its purposes. In relationship to that, Srila Prabhupada had on numerous occasions also instructed his followers to avoid Shiksha outside of ISKCON as it would cause dissension. He named specific individuals and also gave very general instructions in this matter, specifically directing all followers not to take instruction outside of ISKCON. So both of these apparently opposing instructions are there from His Divine Grace, and obviously the GBC, as the leadership of the society, is meant to balance these instructions or evaluate their weight according to time, place, and circumstance, and nonetheless keeping in guidance with Sadhu Shastra and Guru. Experience has shown since Srila Prabhupada's disappearance that taking instruction outside of ISKCON hasn't really worked in a great majority, if not all, of the cases. What does it cause? It causes conflict, it causes offenses. By conflict, I mean conflict between ISKCON and other Vaishnavas outside of ISKCON and their organizations. That results in offenses on both sides. Devotees leave the society. There is a development of party spirit and animosity between those within ISKCON, devotees who have left ISKCON, and ultimately it affects just what Srila Prabhupada wanted to avoid, and that is the unity of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why is that result? I think many devotees have heard Srila Prabhupada's famous words that if they just say one thing different, then everything will be lost and that will cause chaos. Philosophically speaking, although there may be differences between Gaudiya Vaishnavas on some points within and outside of ISKCON, still we have one Siddhanta, the common teachings of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Shastra, and that you could say is okay. But what is not necessarily okay is the vision that Vaishnavas have outside of ISKCON, the vision in what Srila Prabhupada's instructions meant, visions for preaching, the vision for how an institution should be set up and managed, particularly the dichotomy between being managed by a acharya or being managed by a GBC body. And these things naturally cause and have caused great tension. So it's for this reason that the GBC have therefore responded and taken a stand, which is to say that better find your shiksha within the society, and we need to depend upon Srila Prabhupada's wisdom and Lord Krishna's support, that he says, Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. If we remain faithful to Srila Prabhupada's desire, if we continue to ensure the sanctity and stability of ISKCON, then he will ensure that the type of shiksha that we want in Srila Prabhupada's accents from senior devotees will certainly be made available to those who really sincerely require it. Of course, it also places the onus on the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, particularly the senior devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, gurus, that they really need to fully imbibe, realize Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and represent them in their personal behavior. Being within ISKCON, within in quotation marks, doesn't necessarily and automatically mean that a devotee is fully conversant with Srila Prabhupada's wishes in terms of management, leadership, institutional development, preaching, and so on. But it is certainly the duty and obligation of those within ISKCON to be aware of this, and that makes them a qualified follower of His divine grace. And as devotees take that responsibility very seriously, they become an invaluable repository of Srila Prabhupada's legacy for others to follow. And as I quoted Krishna, Yoga Kshema Vahami Aham, what a devotee lacks, Krishna will provide. What he has, he will ensure is maintained. Devotees will get that type of buddhi, dadami buddhi yogam tam, will receive that type of inspiration by generally the association of other senior Vaishnavas, or even somehow in the absence of that from within their own hearts. So the key to this answer, and I've tried to address it, is that as in many cases and on many issues, there are different statements made by Srila Prabhupada, different maintenance states by Shastra, and it's not enough simply to argue on the basis of one or the other, but both of them have to be seen in the specific context of other instructions of the Acharyas or scripture. And when we do that, then we can harmonize those things. Will there be a day when devotees can take shiksha outside of ISKCON? That would certainly be desirable, because it was Srila Prabhupada's desire that particularly his godbrothers, members of the Gaudiya Math, work cooperatively alongside of ISKCON. But that meant sharing his vision for both management of ISKCON and spreading Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada didn't mean that ISKCON should concede its principles or values, but rather the opposite, but rather his godbrothers should join his ranks, and accepting his vision and guidance means actually accepting him as the real Acharya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the person empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, the person through whom Krishna was speaking, as to how to effectively do that in such a way that it would remain and be established for many thousands of years in the future. Anyway, that's it. I hope that that addresses Rajiv's point, and all I can further say is to refer to the booklet Shuksha Outside ISKCON, which discusses this topic in more depth and different arguments that are brought up pro and con. Okay, thank you all very much, and we'll be in touch. Hare Krishna.